Number 46. The Detective and the Deceased. The detective was faced with a definite challenge in deciphering the conflicting evidence. The decomposed body was found in a shallow grave at the back of the decrepit shed, in the shade of a huge deciduous tree. The grave was at the bottom of a gentle declination from a well-kept house that showed no other signs of decrepitude. Because of the decomposition of the body, it was hard to deduce the time of death. The killer had attempted to set up a decoy and decorate the grave with flowers to hide the deed. Why did the killer try to disguise the gravesite by making it into a flower garden at the back of an old shed? This did not make sense to the detective. Fortunately, the neighbor's dog decimated the area by default, looking for buried bones. Because the dog defaced the gravesite, the detective was forced to use deductive reasoning to try and deduct what had happened. He began to decode everything. There was no deficiency of evidence for identifying the victim, who turned out to be a lawyer and defendant in a current court case. Once the identification was made, it immediately provided a number of motives for the murder. In defense of the charge that he tried to defame a government employee of defection, the lawyer had made a declamation that he would declassify secret information to support his claim. To prove this charge of defamation, the opposition accused the lawyer of defalcating and gave evidence of the large deficit in one of the trust accounts. They decried the lack of dedication and decorum on the part of the defendant and described his declivity over the past 6 months. This decline was not borne out by the facts because the lawyer had maintained a decorous and dignified manner throughout the trial proceedings. He showed no signs of being a defeatist and would not defer to the opposition in his claim that the government employee was intending to defect. This show of defiance was defined in his firm intention to defend himself, irrespective of the consequences. The detective was a deferential man. Out of deference to the deceased, the detective had no wish to defile the man's memory, but it was deducible from the evidence available that things were not quite as they seemed. When the opposition declaimed that the lawyer had stolen the trust monies, the detective sought a decree to fully investigate the accounts.